And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump is weighing sending the National Guard to airports as TSA agents continue working without pay during the DHS shutdown. Over 480 officers have quit since the shutdown began. TSA Deputy Administrator Adam Stull warned bluntly that, quote, this is going to get worse. ICE agents have stepped in to help with crowd control and exit lanes while officers handle specialized screening, but Democrats are demanding they leave immediately. Meanwhile, in Texas, Democratic Senate nominee James Tallarico is out telling audiences that his illegal immigrant students were the most patriotic kids he ever taught and that America's southern border should function like a front porch with a welcome mat. Ah, what a beautiful sentiment, assuming you don't mind strangers walking through your house uninvited. In Georgia, State Senator Blake Tillery is warning taxpayers they're unknowingly funding transgender surgeries thanks to a legal loophole. While state law bans such procedures on minors, Georgia's state health benefit plan can still be used to get those same surgeries done in states like New York or California, all on the Georgia taxpayers' dime. A new survey from the Institute for Family Studies finds 42% of young men between 18 and 29 consider themselves failures. But the numbers improve dramatically for men who are married with children and working full-time. In other words, men living the life our culture spent generations telling them they don't need. 68% of unmarried young men want to get married, while 62% of those without kids would like to become fathers. They know what they need. The question is whether a culture addicted to telling them otherwise will get out of the way. In Concord, California, locals discovered an Islamic banner hung directly over a 9/11 memorial in a cemetery, physically covering the monument honoring those who died that day. And on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, who has never served a day in uniform in the military, took it upon herself to lecture decorated combat veteran and the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, about what it means to be a soldier. Apparently, actual military service is no longer a prerequisite for expertise on the subject. Wonder how she feels about brain surgeons. Finally, a Belgian bishop has announced plans to ordain married men to the priesthood by 2028. Like married men as in married to one another, calling it a matter of conscience. Bishop Johan Bonny of Antwerp, already known for supporting same-sex blessings and defending euthanasia, also called the church's rejection of female ordination theologically weak. When a bishop's conscience aligns more comfortably with the culture than 2,000 years of church teaching, might be worth asking whose voice he's actually listening to. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.